and evacuee to Clacton. In September 1939, the government decided to evacuate London children to the coast. Children from Edmonton were sent to Clacton-on-Sea. This is one boy's experience.
Mum and Dad got a letter from the government. It said I had to be evacuated to the coast. As the Germans were going to drop bombs on Edmonton, it'd be just like a holiday, and we'll all be over in no time. Dad said my friends at school will be going as well. Mum packed a suitcase with some clean clothes and checked my gas mask was working. The next day, 2nd September, we walked up to the station. She put a label around my wrist with my name on it, then gave me some cheese sandwiches she made and told me not to eat them until at least 12 o'clock. It was really noisy. There was loads of other children on the station. I'd just seen two of my mates from school. When Mum hugged me and kissed me on the forehead, I pulled away. Not in front of George and Fred, I said. Mum looked like she was trying not to cry. She walked over to my friends, and Mum started to talk to their mothers. They all seemed really nice. They all seemed really upset. Couldn't work out why. We were excited and just wanted to get going. The train came puffing into the station. A posh lady came and told us to get on the train, and Mum hugged me again. I wish she'd packed that in. The train then pulled off. Everyone waving and shouting. We all decided to eat our sandwiches straight away. No one had told us where we were going. After about an hour and a half on the train, we come to a stop. When the steam cleared, I could see the sign for Clacton-on-Sea. I was very excited. The posh lady told us to get off the train and follow her single file. We were taken to a building with a sign saying reception centre. They started calling out names. Those children were ushered to coaches with Frinton or Bolton written on the front. The posh lady came over and looked at my label and said, "You're going to stay with this lady in Wellesley Road." She said her name was Mrs. Smith and had a very funny accent. Though she seemed quite nice, when we reached road, she took my hand and led me across to a terrace house. It was starting to feel very strange, and I was a bit frightened. The next day was Sunday. Mr. Smith had the radio on. A voice said we were at war with Germany. On Monday, Mrs. Smith took me for a 5-minute walk to St. Osyth Road School. On the way, she explained that we would have our lessons in the afternoon, and the local children would be taught in the mornings. I met George and Fred as we went into the same classroom. This was the start of my life as an evacuee on Clacton-on-Sea.